Hey, how are you? Great to hear. Yeah, come in. Make yourself comfortable. Like a drink? Sure. There you go. Welcome to the Tech Lounge. Shall we begin? Welcome to the Tech Lounge. I am Christian Schiller. This is an interview episode. I'm going to have a discussion episode with Kate back again next week. I know there's been a little bit of a break. We did actually record one this week, but the audio got messed up, so I had to push it to next week. But fear not. Today's episode is a great interview from late last year I did with Kyle over at depo.dev. Most definitely a company and a product sort of firmly in my cloud native Docker containers continuous integration ecosystem. The topics I cover quite a lot: build faster, waste less time, accelerate your Docker image builds and GitHub Action workflows is what Depo does, optimizing those processes that a lot of us spend a lot of time on. So before that, just a quick word from sponsors. Manning are perhaps one of the best known tech book publishers in the industry. I have featured some of their authors on my podcast quite a few times. I've even done technical reviews of a few of their books. Maybe one day I'll even get around to actually writing a book for them. But in the meantime, I have a link for you that will get you 35% off of anything on the Manning website. Anything. All you have to do is head on over to go.christianschiller.com/Manning and enjoy learning something new.
But Depo jumps out to me as one of these handful of sort of build tools that's emerging in the developer tooling space. Maybe arguing that Docker, for want of a better word, or containers are not as performant, not quite what was promised, not quite what we wanted. So offering something else to sweeten that container deal. Is that a reasonable summary, or have you got a better one? Probably, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would say that's a good reasonable summary for where we started with Depo. So Depo was a project that we started back in 2022 when we were working as platform and DevOps engineers. Jake and I, in those roles, were effectively sick and tired of slow Docker image builds inside of CI providers like GitHub Actions, CircleCI, all of the common ones that we all know and love. And we kind of just had this idea of what if we took BuildKit, same engine behind Docker, and we put it up on Cloud VMs and attached EBS volumes to the builders. The hypothesis back then was we'll make our own builds twice as fast.
Yeah.
And with that original prototype, we actually made our own builds five times faster. So just the act of persisting layer cache and sharing it across builds made our builds five times faster. Nowadays, I would say we've expanded Depo into more of a general build acceleration platform. So we're making Docker image builds up to 40 times faster. We also have Depo GitHub Action runners that are making GitHub Action jobs up to 10 times faster.
Okay.
And we're really starting to explore all of the different opportunities we can do with that speed.
Okay. And is that, I don't mean this in a demeaning way, but is that the only thing? It's faster builds in different platforms. You're not creating this whole kind of like PaaS offering as well, or maybe that's in the future.
So today, Depo is a platform. So you can use Depo GitHub Action Runners, or you can use Depo Build, which is a drop-in replacement for Docker Build for the container image build acceleration.
I think I meant more as, you know, you have these like platform as a service type companies like Humanitech and Railway and a handful of others. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, the lines get a little unclear between some of them, but maybe you don't consider yourself a platform as a service. You just consider yourself a platform that is a service.
Exactly. So I think to put it plainly, we don't have any intentions of ever running people's containers. We just want to build and accelerate them with a container product, and then focus on build acceleration in a general sense.
And so as much as you feel like going into details, you know, how do you do this? Like, is it Oh, it's all magic, Chris? Or can you be a bit more specific without giving too much away?
Yeah, so I think we're always very open in how we do this. So hopefully I don't give too much away, but that's never my concern either. So what we do for the container image build product is we run a optimized version of BuildKit.
Okay.
We now have our own version of BuildKit that's tailored to the Depot use case. That hooks into an orchestration system that we've built over the top of AWS and recently kind of rebuilt over the top of Fly.io for our partnership with Fly. And effectively, the third component is cache storage architecture. For Docker image builds, that's using Ceph, a fairly popular storage cluster. The reason for that was significantly faster than EBS.
Okay.
And then for GitHub Actions cache, for your GitHub Action runners, we're using Blob Storage, and where you effectively wrote our own proxy to proxy GitHub Actions cache to our own cache architecture.
Okay. One more sort of less technical question, and then maybe we'll have a demo and there'll be some more questions from there. But you mentioned a little bit that you and the co-founder were working on platform teams, but you know, why start Depot? Like, what was the reason to turn this from experience and expertise you had in other companies into a product?
I think originally, the honest answer is originally we didn't have any intentions of starting a company.
Okay.
So we set out to go solve our own problem and then surprise ourselves with how much faster we made our own builds. Yeah. And that kind of started this idea of like, oh, we should check to see if other people have this problem. So we built a prototype and had 10 beta users within the first couple of weeks of launching the beta. And then it started to like hit us of like, oh, this is actually like a real problem. Like, this isn't just us that's experiencing this. But then really working with people that love Depot, our entire product roadmap is fueled by the ideas and problems that our own users are facing. So there's nothing in our roadmap that is dreamt up. And that really helps like center us around our roots and staying true to our roots of like, we're building this product to make developer lives easier.
So just a question on that, because it's sometimes these things can be disrupted. Have you taken funding from anybody? Or
So
they haven't been too disruptive in changing that roadmap?
No. Okay. We were in the YC batch winter 23, which was the last hybrid batch.
Yep.
So we did that from here in Europe and recently raised some money from Felices as well.
Okay. Cool. All right. Let's see a demo. And then I reckon there will be some more questions from that. Now, sometimes the quality starts to lag a little bit once we add a third video feed, but the recording should be okay. So, let's see. Hopefully, there's no issues here.
Nice.
There we go.
Can we see this?
Yes, I can zoom in on things a little bit later. So we have a classic YAML file here. Is this, what are we looking at? Yeah, talk me through what we're looking
at. Yeah, so this is an example project that we use to benchmark Depot. So what we have here,
and this is a custom one of your YAML files, or is this a GitHub Action by the looks of it, actually? That's a GitHub Action, isn't it?
It's a GitHub Actions workflow. And so what we have in here is effectively build the Docker image with a GitHub runner with Docker, build with Docker on the Depot GitHub Action runner.
Yep.
Build with Depot, the Docker image build product, on a GitHub Action runner, and then build with Depot on an actual Depot GitHub Action runner.
Okay.
And we use a multi-platform image. So we're building for both Linux, building for both Intel and ARM, which if we look here at the Docker image build portion, to do that with Docker out of the box inside of GitHub Actions requires QEMU. With Depot, we don't require that. Because we effectively build on native CPUs in parallel.
Okay.
So if we go and just go add a comment over to a README.
What are we actually building, though? What's the image?
The image is just a Node.js app.
Okay.
So we'll go add a bump this commit. And then we can go look at the benchmark. And And so what this is going to do is build, run all four jobs in parallel so that we can compare things side by side. And before
this is getting sent to your AWS infrastructure.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So if we were to go look at this, if we were to look at build with Deepo with a GitHub hosted runner, it's currently talking to our Docker image build product. For purposes of this demo, I've cleared the cache. So we're running a totally fresh install. And then build with Docker with GitHub. This is fully cached as well.
So both of yours are done.
Exactly.
There was a small time difference, but I guess over time with bigger things, this adds up. So
yeah. So if we were to go, run this again.
And now this is cached.
Yeah, if we go change a file, let's say. It was comparing GitHub Actions with the Docker build portion was still using the cache, whereas Deepo wasn't. And then what we can see inside of Deepo, we're only sharing the screen. So now Docker is having to rebuild.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's the Deepo one is finished first. Yeah. Okay. And is there some, does Deepo have some kind of UI for looking at these as well if you wanted to? Or?
Yep. So we can go take a look at that next. So over here, we're inside of Deepo, and we can do things like this is looking at the Docker image build product. So we can see, okay, like how much of this build was cached, what's the cache hit rate percentage over the last 30 builds, what's the build duration, things like that. We can also do things like go into actual steps. So we see here that this was cached, this was cached, this one actually ran. So if we click into here, we can see exactly why it ran. So we can see that this ran because the step before it, the parent layer needed to be recomputed. And so when a parent layer has to be recomputed, the child has to be recomputed as well. And we can see other interesting things like the Docker file, the context, all of those things.
Cool. And so something like Docker Desktop has this build kit section as well. Can you, I've not dug into any great deal, but can you kind of plug in external build kits into that so you could build straight out of Docker Desktop as well?
So we have a, command line interface that has a command called configure Docker that will point Docker build and Docker build X build to Deepo as well. And then you can see some of those results inside of Docker Desktop.
And this conversation started from an interview I did with the Docker Build Cloud people. So are you also, is some of the benchmarks you just showed including that or?
Nope. So Deepo predates Docker Build Cloud. So Docker Build Cloud is effectively a V0 version of Deepo.
And do you have any comparisons to how quick Deepo is in comparison to Docker Build Cloud?
We don't have any public comparisons today. Effectively, we're quite a bit faster. We also have more regions. We support self-hosted functionality. And then everything's centralized into Deepo instead of Docker Desktop.
Okay. I can probably drop out a screen share now if you want. I don't seem to be able to stop it for you. There we go. And I suppose one of the other things we always have to ask with every developer tool is you've added a lot of your own magic, but often one of the biggest competitors is people doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. How do you, I guess this is maybe more, almost more of a sales question, how do you sort of justify the cost versus the time save people building their own option, or just not worrying about it, I suppose, as well as another option they might take?
Yeah, so there's multiple questions there. I think the first one is effectively, what is the benefit of Deepo versus going and running your own build kit builders internally or running your own GitHub Action Runners? And the TLDR there is, with Deepo, you don't have to manage any of that infrastructure. You don't have to manage those VMs. You don't have to keep them up to date. You don't have to babysit them when they go down. That is entirely our job, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Then there's other benefits like shared layer caching across builds, which you don't get if you run it yourself. With the GitHub Action Runner product, we also have faster runner types nowadays. So things that you can't do in a single tenant, I'm only solving it for myself type of architecture, we can do with Deepo. So the Ceph storage cluster is a perfect example of, you wouldn't usually go do that if you're going and trying to just make just your company's builds faster for Docker images. With Deepo, we can do that, and you get 10x the throughput of EBS.
Yeah. And so at the moment, are you just building containers?
No, so Deepo really consists of three products. So there's Docker Image Build Acceleration. Okay. You have Deepo GitHub Action Runners, which have faster caching and faster compute. And then we have a third product that we call the Deepo Build API, which today is a build API for building Docker images programmatically over our API, so that you don't have to manage any of that infrastructure yourself.
Would you look in the future at maybe building, you know, package manager, assets, WASM, Nix, I don't know, however many things it could be. There's many other things you could build in the future.
Yeah, I think as it relates to being a build acceleration platform, the way I think about it is really, there's Deepo, the build acceleration platform, and then everything today is just an input into that platform.
Yeah.
So Docker Image Build is a really a build tool, I would say, that we're accelerating. The GitHub Action Runner is a CI provider that we're accelerating, but that realm of inputs is almost infinite for us.
Yeah. And are there any other options on the roadmap, or is it wait and see what customers ask for?
We have some exciting ones that are on the roadmap that we can't talk about publicly yet. We're partnering with a few companies that we're going to be accelerating their offerings, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because whilst the sort of container building space has a lot of innovation, kind of more old school like package building is still, it's pretty old school. It hasn't really changed a massive amount. So
yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. I think if you were to look back 10, 15 years ago, just getting to a CI provider was a major milestone, right? At least developers weren't building and pushing code from their laptops. So we're still in a significantly better place than we were back then. But I think what we're starting to realize now is CI providers and build tools in general are solving for a different abstraction layer. And they're effectively giving you a bare bones Linux VM and forcing you, the developer, to like tell us how you want to build it.
Yeah.
But there's fundamental constraints with that model of, you don't always have all the resources you need. You don't always have all the platforms. You don't have the storage. All of these constraints that ultimately impact the build performance. And I think our take is, we can tailor, we can make build performance a top level entity, essentially.
Yeah. And is it, I mean, as you say, there's a lot of scope and a lot of potential here, but has there been anything you've been unable to support that maybe surprised you, or any particular challenges where certain assets that were sent to the pipeline were not as optimized as you expected them to be, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a couple different examples. There's effectively, prior to Deepo, very few people actually understood what is in their build context. So like, what is actually being included in their Docker image build, for example. With Deepo, that becomes abundantly clear because we surface the context directly to you. So things that you shouldn't be doing, like including your node modules in your build context when you're just running PMPM install inside of your Docker file again, including your entire Git directory and your build contexts, mm-hmm. which can be massive. Mm-hmm. These are like little nuggets that people discover and they're like, oh, wow, like my Docker image build is now 10 gigabytes smaller because I'm not including all of these unnecessary things.
This is interesting because I don't know if you have the desire or the potential to expand into, I mean, there used to be this, I don't know if it still exists. I don't think it does, but there used to be this Slim AI that would show you how things you could remove from images. That seems to have, they seem to have changed their business model and yeah, followed the path of a lot of the other companies in this space of into this like software security supply chain. Is that an area you're tempted to move into? Or
So Docker Slim, Kyle from Docker Slim, is they're actually adding a way to have images built with Deepo and go into Docker Slim. So Slim AI was very focused on slimming down Docker images, and the way they did it was running the container after it was built. I think what we would like to do is figure out how to minimize what's in the container during the build.
Before it goes in.
Yeah.
No, it's an interesting point. I can't remember. It was a while ago since I looked at it. But yeah, it's like your sort of post-analysis is helpful, but doesn't really solve the problem when you're building it. Yeah. I feel like there was another product I saw that did something, but I can't for the life of me what it was now. But and yeah, the whole like vulnerability software supply chain thing is a entire big market in itself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it needs another product at the moment.
I think we're
plenty of them.
Yeah, we're really interested in partnering with other companies that are in that space.
That makes
like
more
we're
sense.
In the middle of the build, so for example, like we can generate any number of SBOMs and ship them anywhere you want. There's better tools. Yeah. I envision there will be better tools in the future for actually doing useful things with those SBOMs.
It was a space I spent more time in the past, and now I've lost track of it a little bit. So let's have a quick. You do have a GitHub repository. It looks like most of it is benchmarking docs. Like what is there anything in your core product that's open source, or is it mostly kind of integration tooling?
Our CLI is open source. Aside from that, the core offering of Deepo isn't open source.
Okay. But when it comes to testing, it also looks like there is no free tier. It's a 7-day trial. And then from there. And I'm guessing your infrastructure costs are going to be relatively high if you're building things. So it's hard to give too much away.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's tricky. When you're in this like CI adjacent space, you have to be very mindful of crypto miners and all of these other things that people can do and abuse. Kind of ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah. No, for sure. I remember accidentally bringing, in the early days of Netlify, I brought some of their servers to a halt by trying to do a big yuck job converting to PDFs. It's not intentional, but these things can happen from the weirdest of places. So you've mentioned a few things as we've gone through, but what's next on the public roadmap that you can talk about?
Yeah, so we're working on Mac runners for GitHub Actions offering.
We're working
on GPU-enabled. We just shipped GPU-enabled container builds and GPU-enabled GitHub Action runners under our Deepo-managed offering. We're working on a new runner type that will replace our current generation of runners that is going to be significantly faster. Our goal with Deepo is really to get to a point where all builds are near instant. Today, we make a Docker image build up to 40 times faster. Our goal is to do the same thing for GitHub Action jobs in general. Mm-hmm. And this next runner type will hopefully take us to the next step of that.
Okay. Now, we've both been pronouncing it differently the whole time, the nature of English. But it's for Depot or Deepo. It's DEPOT.dev. And it looks like you have a reasonably active community if people also want to find out more and I guess get feedback from existing users before signing up for a plan. Like 7 days is relatively short to test things, but if other people can give you input, then I suppose it makes it a little easier. Yeah. Okay. I think we covered most important things, unless there's anything else you can you can think of we haven't covered?
No, I think we touched on everything. So thank you so much.
Cool. Good. All right. Thank you very much.
So that was it. That was our guest today. Thank you very much for joining me in the Tech Lounge. I have been Christian Schiller. If you want to know more about Tech Lounge, head on over to christianschiller.com or please tell your friends about us. It's quiet and cozy in here, but the more listeners, the merrier. You can find more at christianschiller.com/podcast or in the show notes or episode notes, wherever you found this podcast. Thank you very much for joining me, and you're most welcome next time.